AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel claims it has killed a top Hezbollah commander. Fighting continues in Lebanon between the two sides. Lebanon's health minister says at least 560 people have been killed in Israeli strikes. Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Danon, was asked about a possible expansion of fighting.
We are not eager to start any ground invasion anywhere. I don't want to send my son, and we don't want to send our boys to fight in a foreign country. But we are determined to protect the civilians of Israel.
Hezbollah launched dozens of rockets into Israel, targeting an explosives factory and sending families into bomb shelters. At the United Nations General Assembly today, President Biden says there are always forces that try to pull people apart. He also said the U.S. must not retreat from the world.
Aggression, extremism, chaos, and cynicism, a desire to retreat from the world and go it alone. Our test is to make sure that the forces holding us together are stronger than those that are pulling us apart.
The president insists despite global conflicts, he remains hopeful for the future. Officials say the U.S. will send Ukraine an undisclosed number of medium-range cluster bombs and an array of rockets, artillery, and armored vehicles in a military aid package. House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked if Republicans will follow the Constitution during the certification process of the 2024 election.
Well, of course, if we have a free, fair, and safe election, we're going to follow the Constitution. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Democrats in the House are stressing some swing states like Georgia and Arizona are making 11th-hour changes to their state election processes. Caroline Ellison, a former top executive in Sam Bankman-Fried's fallen FTX cryptocurrency empire, was sentenced to 2 years in prison for fraud. Stocks finished the day higher, the Dow up 83 points. This is AP News. Another woman is suing Sean Diddy Combs, alleging he and his head of security raped her and recorded it at his New York studio in 2001. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Thalia Graves filed a lawsuit in federal court in New York on Tuesday. Graves says in her lawsuit she was 25 when Sean Diddy Combs and Joseph Sherman brought her to a meeting at his studio and likely gave her a drugged drink before raping her. Graves says she suffered physical and mental problems that still haunt her.
It has been hard for me to trust others, to form healthy relationships, or even feel safe in my own skin.
Combs is facing several similar lawsuits. He was arrested last week on charges that include racketeering and sex trafficking. His representatives did not immediately comment on the new lawsuit. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Police in Switzerland say several people have been detained in connection with the suspected death of a person inside a suicide capsule. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.